Task 14. You are going to listen to a female football fan. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 9 with the sentence endings A to L. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. There is nothing I love more than standing on the terraces at Stamford Bridge and seeing my favourite football team, Chelsea, play. Even better when they score goals, and in the Matthew Harding stand, where I sit, we all go crazy and jump up and down in the air and grasp each other with joy. Football has always filled me with joy. It's a sport I've always loved, ever since I was a small girl, and the change I've seen in England ever since I was a child in terms of women in football has been absolutely immense. When I was a little girl, aged 4 or 5, and I wanted to play football, the only other children who would play with me were boys, and that was okay, because that was really fun. And I played with boys until I was 7, and didn't really think much about being a girl that played football with boys. But yet when I started junior school, I remember my first day in the playground at a new school, excited to see there were some boys playing football. I thought, oh, this is great, this is a wonderful way of making new friends. Then I joined in with it, with a group of boys playing football, and to my absolute shock, a dinner lady came over to me and grabbed my arm, and she said to me, no, 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 you shouldn't be playing football. Girls don't play football. And those three words, girls don't play football, have really stuck with me throughout my entire life. As a child, I remember thinking this was so unjust. Why, just because I'm a girl, am I not allowed to play football? This doesn't make any sense, and I think that was the point in my life where I first developed my feminist consciousness. I thought to myself from this point onwards, in a 7-year-old way, I'm not going to be held back for the fact that I'm a girl. For a few years, I wasn't able to play football. There were no girls' teams. Back in the 1990s, girls in England really didn't play football. I'd look to America and think, why is football a girls' sport in America, and yet in England it's not for girls? It's a very odd gendering of the sport there. So I grew up not being allowed to play football, and then I got to senior school, and eventually they opened up a girls' league in my city. And I started my own girls' five-a-side team, and that's really where it all began for me. I absolutely loved it, and when I got to university, I joined a football team there, and we used to play every Wednesday, and we weren't very good. I remember one match, very muddy. In fact, it was so waterlogged, the pitch, that these puddles had formed, and in them some ducks were swimming. That's university-level football for you. And we lost that game 14-1, but the reason why it was so special was that this was the first goal we had scored all season. The other team couldn't understand why we leapt with joy when I put the ball into the back of the net and said, what's wrong with you? You're losing 14-1. But we were happy because we scored a goal. So that was my university experience of football, but it was worth it. Losing week in, week out, I still got to play the sport I loved. And today, when I go to Stamford Bridge and see my beloved Chelsea, I'm so happy to see so many women in the crowd. When I was a child, there used to be no queue for the women's toilets whatsoever, And now at halftime, there's definitely a queue, which is annoying, but it's just so wonderful to see so many women in football today. And I'm very proud to have been one of them who has been there for the last couple of decades. There is nothing I love more than standing on the terraces at Stamford Bridge and seeing my favourite football team, Chelsea, play. Even better when they score goals, and in the Matthew Harding stand, where I sit, we all go crazy and jump up and down in the air and grasp each other with joy. Football has always filled me with joy. It's a sport I've always loved, ever since I was a small girl, and the change I've seen in England ever since I was a child in terms of women in football has been absolutely immense. When I was a little girl, aged 4 or 5, and I wanted to play football, the only other children who would play with me were boys, and that was okay, because that was really fun. And I played with boys until I was 7, and didn't really think much about being a girl that played football with boys. But yet when I started junior school, I remember my first day in the playground at a new school, excited to see there were some boys playing football. I thought, oh, this is great, this is a wonderful way of making new friends. Then I joined in with it, with a group of boys playing football, and to my absolute shock, a dinner lady came over to me and grabbed my arm, and she said to me, no, 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 you shouldn't be playing football. Girls don't play football. And those three words, girls don't play football, have really stuck with me throughout my entire life. As a child, I remember thinking this was so unjust. Why, just because I'm a girl, am I not allowed to play football? This doesn't make any sense, and I think that was the point in my life where I first developed my feminist consciousness. I thought to myself from this point onwards, in a 7-year-old way, I'm not going to be held back for the fact that I'm a girl. For a few years, I wasn't able to play football. There were no girls' teams. Back in the 1990s, girls in England really didn't play football. I'd look to America and think, why is football a girls' sport in America, and yet in England it's not for girls? It's a very odd gendering of the sport there. So I grew up not being allowed to play football, and then I got to senior school, and eventually they opened up a girls' league in my city. And I started my own girls' five-a-side team, and that's really where it all began for me. I absolutely loved it, and when I got to university, I joined a football team there, and we used to play every Wednesday, and we weren't very good. I remember one match, very muddy. In fact, it was so waterlogged, the pitch, that these puddles had formed, and in them some ducks were swimming. That's university-level football for you. And we lost that game 14-1, but the reason why it was so special was that this was the first goal we had scored all season. The other team couldn't understand why we leapt with joy when I put the ball into the back of the net and said, "What's wrong with you? You're losing 14-1. But we were happy because we scored a goal. So that was my university experience of football, but it was worth it. Losing week in, week out, I still got to play the sport I loved. And today, when I go to Stamford Bridge and see my beloved Chelsea, I'm so happy to see so many women in the crowd. When I was a child, there used to be no queue for the women's toilets whatsoever, and now at halftime, there's definitely a queue, which is annoying, but it's just so wonderful to see so many women in football today, and I'm very proud to have been one of them who has been there for the last couple of decades.